Replenished with water, the journey continued with haste. But somehow, they found themselves separated. Professor Lidenbrook's nephew, Axel, found himself alone. His mind was seized with unparalleled fear, and he saw memories of home flashing before him. His fiancée, Gräuben, his house, and friends in Hamburg. He saw hallucinations of all the incidents of the journey, and, unworthy as he felt, he knelt in fervent prayer.